The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca.
Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Awesome songs performed by Atlantic Canada's finest recording artists. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, Jen, thanks very much. And welcome to episode 217, the music of Mike Fisher and his most recent album, 12 Days of Blues. Mike is one of the more compelling artists we get a chance to talk to. He originally was a punk rocker, did a lot of alternative rock, and even though he's kind of rolled back his blues sleeves for this one, you'll notice he hasn't lost that edge very much. Mike challenged himself to write 12 great songs in 12 days, and this is what he came up with. We'll talk about that process and a whole lot more. Then listen for some bonus tracks. Also, Newfoundlander Tom Pinsent has an awesome new song. We'll play that one for you. And John Hines, one of the smoothest blues artists you'll hear kind of the Maritimes these days, he's got a brand new single, so we're going to include that one too. That'll be our bonus tracks. First of all, from the album 12 Days of Blues, this is Mike Fisher with the title song on Atlantic Access.
On day one, I woke with a frown. My motivation can't be found. I broke the coffee maker too. Tested from the start. On day one. On day two, out the door feeling blue, but public transit is nothing new. I wipe the gum from my shoe. Late for work, the boss is a jerk on day two. Day three, I tripped and scraped my knee. I thought of what we could be at the time. Broke down the door, not the place they were looking for. Oh, keep quiet, you'll be in for more. Cause they took my weed, even the seeds on day four. On day five, could not go outside. Some new germ, it starts to thrive. They cough on you, you won't survive. So stuck indoors on day five. Day six, I dreamed of a witch. Her costume spells are making me itch now. She gets close, I start to twitch. I fight to wake up from the dream on day six. On day seven, I wonder if there's a heaven. They say repent and you'll be forgiven. What about the killer out there? They said sorry, now someone opens the door on day seven. On day eight, they say, what have you ate? No fun now, even when you celebrate. Cause the foods will kill you, even the ones you hate. I don't know what to choose on day eight. On day nine, the doctor tells me I'm fine. I don't heed those warning signs. They're drugged for that, and you'll feel fine. So start the wheels and race to an early grave on day nine. On day ten, I lost all my friends. I try to make connections and start again, but days of blues seem to never end. So silent walking with not much talking on day 10. On day 11, I think back to 7. A change of lifestyle, give a party living, but what's the point of me forgetting what brought me here? I'll be coming clear. Were shelled, I'm letting go. Live a moment for yourself. Okay, now to ask for help. Cause all these things come clear to me on day 12. some of your scraps. Old dog, giving me the blues. Old doggy, hell, I love the food. Old doggy, giving me the blues. Old dog is howling at the moon. I'm still breathing and loving. I try my best every day.
This week it's Mike Fisher and the music of his new album. It's called 12 Days of Blues. And Mike, well, he joins us from Newfoundland, and his background, well, I'll let him talk about his background, but he goes also by the name of kind of a handle he's got for himself called Psyche Punk. So there's a lot of Mike Fishers in the world and online. So if you're going to look up this album, you tap in Mike Fisher, you want to add Psyche Punk in there, and you'll be given the right coordinates. Welcome aboard, Mike.
Thanks, Terry. Good to chat again. And thanks for the opportunity.
That's right. We spoke, I guess it would have been your first solo, your solo debut a few years ago, which was kind of an alternative rock kind of a vibe. So that's kind of where I picture you, as kind of a, you know, alternative rock kind of guitar-driven performer.
Yeah.
So this blues idea, this is kind of a little bit different.
It is. So yeah, let's backtrack a bit. The Psyche Punk moniker came from the title of that first solo album. And I think that was just before the pandemic hit. We did that. And of course, that derailed all plans. I finally did a release show, I think, in early 2022 or something. And then I did an EP called Diary of a Psychic Vampire, which is still kind of the guitar prog punk, I like to call it. The new one, 12 Days of Blues, actually, in November, I was kind of bored and wanted to write some songs. And I said, well, I'll try writing 12 blues songs in 12 days. So I'd start the recording and get a verse and chorus, basically. And then I'd come back and revisit and redo lyrics and the arrangements and stuff. So it was written in 12 days. And I sort of made it as a Christmas gift for a few people. Yeah, I burned about 7 CDs or 8 and then gave it out. And so, you know, everyone kind of liked it. So I can release this. So I redid all the vocals in early January and upgraded my Logic recording system and remixed everything. And what you hear streaming is the final result.
The album is called 12 Days of Blues. And as you pointed out, recorded over a 12-day period. But from what I'm hearing, you really didn't have much of a sounding board. And at least when you were putting it together, kind of walk us through that part of it, you know, because we talk to a lot of people when they do their own projects like this DIY, and they find that they have to commiserate collaborate with a colleague, touch base with people and kind of get some feedback, but you don't seem to have that issue.
Well, the issue is myself. I'll put an idea down and then I'll come back to it in a day or two. And if I don't hate it, well, I'll keep it and expand upon it. And like I said, I did a verse and chorus. So, you know, this is a chord pattern. I'm playing a lot more guitar now, too. So I figured blues was kind of a nice, the next step to allow me to play guitar better and practice and, you know, listen to a lot of people I like, you know, everyone from Angus Young to Rory Gallagher. I sort of copy licks from. So, so it just my own sounding board was I went through like at least 10 mixes of each song over about a month, as in January. Once I had the Christmas gift thing was done, I redid all the voice. So, and I was tweaking things here and there right up until probably February. And then I said, I'm going to release it at the end of March and on streaming. I didn't do a hard copy now because I still got boxes of the others. If I was playing a bit more, I might consider releasing it on vinyl or something, but not just yet.
So the song The Bog is the one we're going to kind of get into next. And I find this one has kind of got a really nice down and dirty bluesy vibe to it, you know.
Well, okay, to get a little deep, my son passed away last year. And the whole 2022 was kind of foggy. And some days you just feel like you're in a bog and you can't move forward. So that's sort of, it's not really a reference to him, but just, you know, we've all been there feeling, you know, what am I going to do now? And, you know, why are things going like this? And da, da, da. So that's essentially the metaphor of it. I mean, there's nothing, you know, it is pretty basic, stuck in a bog, you know, but you know, there was sort of a happy ending, you know, like, at least I can get out of here in daylight.
We're talking to Mike Fisher and about his new album. It's called 12 Days of Blues. And from that project, this is The Bog on Atlantic Access.
I feel like my feet are in a bog. Well, it's been a long night. Can't move forward or back now. Don't know. It's blacker than black. I lost the moonlight. I can't remember how I got here. I lost the moonlight in one direction. Stuck in here. I'm not fearing fear. Some say I ran out of luck. We'll be right back.
12 Days of Blues from Mike Fisher is the album we're featuring this week on Atlantic Access. And we just played Picture Frame. Love that tune. It's got a really, I don't know, got a slick, smooth vibe to it, you know? I'm noticing there's a lot of the alternative influence that kind of creeps in. It's a bluesy album, but it still has that psyche punk edge to it, right?
Well, I think I was like a heavy edge to things. I guess it's sort of my nature from my early punk days. And then, you know, the secondary love I have is bands like Pink Floyd and early Genesis. That kind of prog rock is underneath, too. So I guess that kind of slipped into some of the blues writing that came out like that. And I have to confess, I played every instrument except the drums. So what I do, I pick a drum pattern, and then just whatever chords came out, I'd record it and go, okay, that's the basis for a song.
So you got some gigs coming up there in your home province. I'm noticing on your tour page coming up in May and stretching into June a little bit. Tell us about the live show that Mike Fisher brings, you know? Is it a solo gig? I think you obviously can do those, but what do you prefer? Yeah.
Well, I have a band, Bob Davis on drums, and he's been around the music scene in Newfoundland for a long time. He used to manage Lon McQuaid here and play with bands like Bob Crane and, you know, tons of session stuff. And Jeff White plays bass, who was a guitar player in my prog band Hemingwell. And during the 2000s, we did a lot of Pink Floyd and two CDs. But I said, Jeff, you're going to play bass. I'm playing guitar. So I'll be working with a keyboard player when we play The Ship. And I have two guys in mind. I'm not sure who's doing it yet. So basically, we're a three-piece when we play out of town. But I want to get keyboards for this because we'll be doing, you know, a few of the blues songs. And, you know, that good Hammond organ sound always rocks the place.
So when we last spoke, you mentioned that you had a long career in local television as camera operator, technician, and that type of a thing. And I think you were either on the verge of retiring or you had just retired. I forget. But how is that retirement plan coming? Do you miss that?
Well, the stress of live TV, I don't miss. I am working on these albums. It gave me an opportunity to play more. I am doing a little sound gig at a church every Sunday, so that keeps my hand in the mixing of live bands and stuff. I don't miss the TV thing, although I do like working on, we have a series I did with my wife called Tales from the Mist, Newfoundland Ghost Stories, and they're on YouTube, and a lot of views during the pandemic, like one got over 60,000, and So I have a fourth one written, so I might do that. That type of thing I'll keep my hand in, projects like that, but not the daily grind of TV. I don't miss it.
Well, yeah, but you're a man of many talents, and to look that one up and give it a spin. How many episodes are on there?
Well, we did four, and they're only listed as one, two, and four on YouTube because number three was all Belle Island ghost stories, but the guy who put it together kind of ran the ghost tour there, and it was his show, so I didn't put that one on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly. The lost episode will have to reemerge somewhere else. Mike, I want to thank you so much for your time here and for the album. I think it's really grooving, and a lot of people are really going to dig it. It's available, as you mentioned, streaming pretty much everywhere. Mike Fisher, 12 Days of Blues. Next song we want to play here is Chicken Brain Moment. There's not a more blues-oriented song title that I've seen on the album. That one stands out. Chicken, you know. Brains, cool. I don't know about the brain part, but certainly a moment in time.
Chicken brain moment, yeah. It's basically, we've all done stupid things or seen people do stupid things. And, you know, I just call it, yeah, I got a chicken brain moment, you know. I didn't mean to do that, but it happened. So that's sort of where the inspiration for that came.
Well, thanks again, Mike. We'll chat again sometime, eh?
Well, I hope so, Jerry. And yeah, keep up the great work and looking forward to hearing you in the future.
Mike Fisher, the album's name again is 12 Days of Blues. This is the tune Chicken Brain Moment on Atlantic Access.
Tried to outrun a train, no clue. You got caught and tried to explain. It seems fairly safe. You tried to save face, cause you did it on a dare. There's shotgun. You thought you'd fire it just for fun. Now run. Well, you took out a window with a gun. You had to explain that you're not insane. It's a thing I like to call. It's just a chicken brain moment. Oh, chicken brain moment. That chicken brain moment. Now you look so blue. Hey, driving fast. You're racing down the road. You will not be passed. You're out of gas. This adrenaline will not last. Your car's impounded, the court case sounded. You fell victim again to the chicken brain moment. Ah, chicken brain moment. It's just a chicken brain moment. So the joke is now on you. We'll be right back. stretch you out everywhere you go. Hello in the grass, the glowing eyes all aglow. Don't let know that the hell hounds on your trail. I'm looking through the trees. A pair of glowing eyes are following me. Where to run? Will the day be done? What did I do to bring this down on me? 'Cause don't look now, the hellhound's on your trail. Hellhound, always around. You can't hide, you'll be found. It's got your scent. Will you repent? 'Cause you can't escape today. No, no, no.
Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. And moving on to this week's bonus tracks, listen for John Hines out of Cape Breton, one of the smoothest acoustic blues artists around these days. His brand new single is called Walking Blues. We'll spin that one after Tom Pinsent. This one is more of an acoustic rock tune, kind of in the Bob Seger vein. Very meaningful and very impactful. Here's the song Dreams from Tom Pinsent on Atlantic Access.
Say that love is for dreamers. Imagine every day of a love that lasts a lifetime will be coming their way. Dreams are what life is made of. Life's up and downs, looking for the one and only. It's a lost and a found. Live a dream in the night. I'll be the voice in your head. Star in the sky, be the voice in your from on their travels through time, looking for love that lasts a lifetime, letting time pass them by. Live a dream in the night. I'll be the voice in your head.
star in the sky. Be the song in your mind. Ooh. Ooh.
This morning, feeling around my shoes. Oh, and I got them all, baby. More walking blues. I woke up this morning, I feel around in my shoes. And I got them all, the more walking blues. Yeah. People say no blues ain't bad. The worst old feeling I ever had. Some people say, oh blues, blues ain't bad. It's the worst old feeling I ever had. Yeah, and I gotta get going. I'm heading out on the pine. And I've been mistreated. Now don't mind dying. I gotta get going. I'm heading out home on the pine. I've been mistreated. Now don't mind dying. No, sir.
Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/AtlanticAccess. Access always spelled with an X.